The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Proudly sponsored by Volkswagen. Volkswagen.ie.
One of the stories of the week was, of course, Jeremy Clarkson and Top Gear. Now, you've probably read about this. You probably know the stats. But just to fill you in, it started in 1977, did Top Gear. It's shown in 170 countries, watched by 350 million people, and it earns the BBC 150 million. Last weekend, there was one fracas, resulting in two presenters. They're the numbers, and I know a man who could make up the threesome if they cared to give him a call. Noel Edmonds, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Good, because you were originally a presenter on Top Gear, were you not?
Yeah, for two seasons, I was one of the hosts, yes.
And you're perfectly positioned to comment on all of this, and you gave a couple of quotes to the Guardian newspaper overnight. What do you think about the whole fracas and the whole thing, the fallout?
Funny word, isn't it,
fracas? Yeah, fracas, yeah.
I'm not qualified to make a comment about the incident because I don't know what went on. Mm. But it seems to me that yet again we have a situation where BBC management have contrived to make something worse and to ignore the most important people in this particular situation, which is the viewers. It's the viewers who are going to lose out again. They're showing an arrogance towards viewers, which I think is deplorable.
Mm, because they've cancelled two Top Gears.
Well, I mean, it's an extraordinary situation if you think about it. It wasn't so long ago that people very high up in the BBC were saying that no one individual is bigger and more important than the BBC. And then they've suspended Jeremy, but also cancelled the show, despite the fact that it's largely recorded, so the content has already been created, and it has two other presenters.
Mm.
And as I understand it, they are not going to broadcast any more Top Gears in this run, which rather suggests that a certain individual is bigger than the BBC. If it was management of a private company, it would have gone bust a long time ago.
Yeah, we'll get to you wanting to buy some of the BBC in a moment, but was this not the ultimate slap on the back of the wrist for Jeremy Clarkson? Because he has been a bold boy, hasn't he? I think if you read the papers, there's six various spats involving him being racist and other things, and he knew himself that last strike, third strike, seventh strike, and he was out. So the BBC had to do something on this occasion.
It's about talent management, if you think about it. The BBC, like every broadcast organisation or sporting organisation, indeed corporation, is totally dependent upon talent, and it's how you manage that talent. I personally believe that ITV operate a brilliant talent management system. People like Ant and Dec are supported, they're looked after, they're nurtured through their careers. The BBC in the last 20 years don't appear to have grasped that talent does need support, it does need guidance. You know, Clarkson is, as I've called it, a mercurial talent. He's an extraordinary talent, and we've seen it in our sports people, we've seen it in our movie stars, we've seen it in the theatre. You know, people can do and say extreme things, but they are dependent upon guidance and advice and support.
Support, an important word there.
I think Jeremy has been very poorly managed. I know him well enough to know that he is a strong character who needs to be managed. And I feel he's been exposed. And remember, this is not a one-off for the BBC. We had that appalling Jonathan Ross, Russell Brand situation where Ofcom then came up with something like a £150,000 fine for the BBC. But of course, it was the viewers who paid. And you have to laugh at a situation where those who apparently were offended paid to be offended.
But Noel, you worked for the BBC for 30 years, and the BBC, you know, it's funded by the taxpayer in the UK. It has to have standards. Yeah. Standards that maybe ITV don't have to have as much, because
they're
funded by commercial advertising.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. I'm sorry, but you're completely wrong. Broadcasting standards are broadcasting standards. Mm, mm. They apply to RTE, they apply to the BBC and ITV. This is not about broadcasting standards. It's about how you manage a broadcasting organization and how you hold on to the most important treasure you've got, which is your on-screen talent.
And do you see
Jeremy Paxman quit last year for the same reason?
Do you see parallels with your
support.
With your own story? Because you were you let go? Did you resign? Or what, when you left the BBC, what was the story?
Well, I had a falling out with the then BBC One controller because he broke his word. He said that he was going to offer me another show after House Party, but actually they paid me a huge sum of money to do nothing. I mean, it's well documented. And my relationship with the BBC, I mean, I've worked for the BBC since Noel's House Party, but would I work for the BBC now? No, I wouldn't, because, and I'm not alone. You know, there are a lot of people who could offer a tremendous service to the BBC, but they don't feel they want to be exposed in the way in which Clarkson's been exposed, and indeed many of the other up-and-coming talent is exposed.
Can we break
they
away
don't
from?
Have any,
can we break away from the serious chat for a minute,
there.
Noel? Because I want to talk to you about Noel's House Party, because you know that was for me and for many people the Saturday night show. Many people have tried to emulate it and copy it, but it's never been done. It will always be the gold standard of Saturday night entertainment. Was that the best crack to do?
Oh, it was fantastic fun. And let's remember, I mean, I don't have an agenda against the BBC because I had a 30-year career, but it was a different BBC. Mm. And we were able to do things on Saturday night that you could never do now. And there have been calls for House Party to come back. I have been approached by people who have said, we would love to do a production similar to House Party with you on Saturday night. You couldn't do it these days. Yeah, just simply because of health and safety and the compensation culture, you couldn't do it. But it was a fabulous thing to do. And I'm very fortunate that I worked for that wonderful corporation with wonderful professionals supporting me at probably the golden age of television.
Mm. And do you watch, say, Anton Deck's Saturday Night Takeaway? You know, because that has echoes and echoes and echoes of Noel Lemon's House Party.
I was very badly misquoted recently about that. I've never knocked Anton Deck, and actually I think they are two of the finest presenters of all time. And I'm very flattered that they actually admitted they sat down and got all the old House Party tapes out. And, you know, I mean, their producer said, we got them out, and we did it our way. And they do it brilliantly.
Yeah.
So I'm a massive supporter of theirs and their style of television.
Yeah.
We need adventurous television. The BBC, unfortunately, has become too safe, too frightened. It's always making excuses. And it needs to stand up. Otherwise, it's going to fall down and we're going to lose it.
Of course, you're presenting Deal or No Deal on Channel 4, which you've probably read John Ronson's piece that he wrote on it.
Remind me.
He sort of described it as nearly a cult. You know, because people stay in the same hotel, don't they? And it's sort of they can be there for a couple of days or maybe a week, and then they're bussed. This is my memory of it. I mean, they're bussed to and from the studio, and you're sort of there among them, aren't you?
I'm only there when they're actually playing their games and doing the recording. I would never go near that hotel if I were you.
Right, why not?
No, I mean, seriously, Deal or No Deal is, yes, it's a cult for many people. It's must-view television for a lot of people. Yeah. I'm very proud of it. We're 10 years old this
10
year.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, we've changed people's lives. And I love doing it. And Channel 4 support me. Endemol as the production team support me. It goes back to being given an opportunity as on-screen talent to flourish and do your best. I love doing Deal or No Deal.
So back to Jeremy Clarkson then. What do you think is going to happen here? If the BBC cut him loose, he'd be in demand, wouldn't he? Left, right and centre.
Absolutely. I mean, I would be the first person to knock on his door and say, Jeremy, don't go working for another broadcaster. Actually create your own channel. And I could envisage a Clarkson channel. You know, we're in a different era now. All of the major broadcasters are seeing their market share diminishing. The viewer is in control. And I must underline again, Ray, it's the viewer that's losing out in this nonsense with Clarkson. People have already paid their license fees. They're not getting the Top Gear they want. That is fundamentally wrong. In a different context, the BBC would be guilty of fraud. They have to sort this situation. But Jeremy, for goodness sake, set up your own channel. It would be hugely successful, and you could, by and large, do what you want and do what you do best, which is entertain people.
The Noel and Jeremy Show has a nice ring to it. Lovely to hear Noel Edmonds on the radio. Great memories of him on Swap Shop, Top of the Pops, and Noel's Saturday Night Takeaway. You see, somebody's got mixed up there between you and Anton Deck. That's very funny. That's Sean in Wexford there. Of course, Swap Shop was where it all started on telly for you. Was it Saturday morning mayhem?
Yeah, well, it wasn't actually mayhem. Tiswas was the mayhem.
Oh, sorry.
It was groundbreaking. I was very fortunate that, Deal or No Deal was groundbreaking television. Everyone said 10 years ago that it would last about 6 weeks. And here we are 10 years on. It's what you do with a format. And Swap Shop was a brilliant format. I did it my way. House Party was a great format. Did it my way. And as you say, I used to do Top Gear as well, which has made a few people rather interested to talk to me in the last couple of days.
So just before we let you go, because we have to go to Cheltenham, believe it or not. So highlight in a word and lowlight in a word or two.
What? What?
Of your career? Yeah, yeah.
Or this conversation?
Well, your career, I don't get many opportunity to talk to Noel Edmonds, so I might as well do the big interview, you know. So, of your career, Noel?
I would say that the highlight of my career was undoubtedly the Swap Shop era, because it was such a breakthrough and it set me up. The low light of my career has been the last 10 minutes. I have to say that, Ray, don't I?
Oh, you're a lovely man. Noel Edmonds, thank you very much. Good talking to you.
No, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Bye. Good luck with John Daly. He's a handful.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Thanks, Noel. John Daly is a producer on the show, and he used to work on Noel Edmonds' House Party. So I don't think he meant that was the low light. Did he really?